Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And this week we are super excited to sit down with Kentucky superstar freshman, Creslin Bros, who is absolutely killing it in her first season of college gymnastics. Creslin currently ranks 6th in the nation on floor with an NQS of 995 and has career highs of 985 on beam and 9975 on floor, which he has already done twice this season. She is also one of the most entertaining athletes to watch on floor across the whole country because she can dance and perform so, so well. Truly, very few people are doing it like Creslin Bros. She joins us to talk about her performance quality, her success so far individually, as well as the historic season that Kentucky is having this year. Please welcome to the show, Creslin Bros. You're halfway through your freshman season already, which is crazy. But how has it been for you? You seem like you're loving it and you seem like you're thriving. So how's it been?
It's been so fun. It's been like a great opportunity. It's very different from like JO gymnastics. I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit similar, but like more fun, but it's actually like so different and way more fun than I thought it was going to be. It's amazing. I love the team. I have so much fun on the floor. Like, obviously you can tell like through the camera and just in person, like we're all having so much fun out there. So it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you, what has been, in your opinion, the biggest transition from club gymnastics to college? Because I would imagine that there's a lot of factors. Like, you're training with a lot of teammates now that maybe you weren't before. Potentially living with roommates, balancing travel with school. I mean, there's so many factors that could really be challenging, I would imagine, when you're making that transition to college. So from your perspective, what has been the biggest challenge for you?
I would say first semester was definitely a little challenging, trying to get used to balancing school and gymnastics. Practice schedule is a lot different than normal. And we don't have as many, like, I practice 5 days a week in club gymnastics, but here it's only like 4 days a week, but it was still kind of difficult trying to get used to doing that. And then also during season, it was a little difficult at first because obviously we're going to meet every weekend. Whereas before I feel like there was like maybe 2 weeks, like 1 week, 2 weeks between each competition. So I think that was more of the challenging part, but I love competing. So it's actually been a lot of fun. I enjoy having a meet every week.
You can see how much you love it. Like, it just like radiates through the TV screen how much fun you're having.
Yeah.
I think that's why people love you so much. Like, I don't know if you pay attention to social media, but you have a lot of fans out there. People just love watching you because you're so much fun to watch.
Thank you.
Particularly on floor, you look like you're having the time of your life. So is that like performance aspect of it? Is that something that's always come naturally to you?
I've definitely always been a performer. I feel like at least throughout level 10, I've grown like a lot more confidence with it. I love floor. Like, it's just so much fun. I don't really get nervous for it. I get more excited. I like the challenge of seeing like, can I get a perfect routine? That's like obviously the end goal for everybody. And I think it's so great just being able to like have that opportunity to go out there and show it off. Yeah, I love to perform. So it's really fun.
You go so hard on the dance. I feel like that has to take so much energy on top of the tumbling and everything else. Do you feel like, is it harder than just like being casual and not going so hard on the dance? Does it take a lot of endurance to be able to do that?
Yes, it definitely does. I love to dance, so I'll dance in my free time. And then I'll also dance at the gym, obviously. Before preseason, I would say endurance was definitely like a big thing because this routine is like a little bit faster than the one before. And just through summer, trying to then start working routines, you need to like build back up that endurance. So it was definitely difficult, but I mean, I kept pushing because I know that I want to be able to perform this well with a smile on my face and be able to like have it more like easy. So then I can make facial expressions and like not have to like be so focused on like, okay, show it off, do the skill, like just have fun out there. So I'd say endurance was a big thing at the beginning, but now it's not as tiring.
Mm-hmm. Who did your choreography?
One of my former teammates, her name's Leah Marino. She actually is a gymnast at UNH. She did my choreography this year and the year before, and she's so good at it. So I'll probably have her do it again.
Yeah, we love it. We had one of our Patreon supporters submit a recommendation for music for next year, if you're interested.
Ooh, honestly, Yeah, I'm trying to like, I'm already trying to look for music for next year.
Okay, so we got you. So this one is from Mara. She submitted this for you. Fans that are listening may recognize it. So Kayla DiCello, it was her elite music in 2021. Yeah. And then Evie Schofer from Oklahoma back in 2018. So here, I'll play a little, I'll snippet of it so you can... Have you heard this music before?
I think so.
Well, apparently it screams you. It's very like hype and high energy. Like I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely in consideration because like what I like to like take a bunch of music that like people have had in the past and like mash them together and make it. That's what we did with this music. So I mean that could probably go right in there. So
stay tuned, I guess, right? We'll see.
I know, I guess we'll see.
So speaking of your floor, you're killing it this season. You're averaging over a 99.9375 to be exact, which is crazy. Currently fifth in the country. Did you have any kind of expectations for yourself coming into college, being a freshman? Did you see having this much success right off the bat?
No, I mean, from what I've heard before coming to college, it's really hard to make lineups. And I mean, it still is. And so I was grateful to have the opportunity to be even in the lineup, but to like be getting these scores, like I'm so excited. Like I'm so happy about it. I mean, I pushed really hard in the gym and like after every competition we're in there, I'm like, okay, like what do I need to get to like, or what do I need to fix to get that half a tenth back? So every single time we just go into the gym and like try to pick out those details. But no, it's been like, I never would have expected to be where I am right now. But I mean, I couldn't do without like my teammates, my coaches here. So yeah.
And you're so consistent. I feel like every time you do your routine, it looks the exact same.
Literally.
What's the key to your consistency, if there is one?
I would say numbers, honestly. Like I've done these passes for a lot of my level 10 years. And then obviously this season, I haven't really changed those up much. So I think just doing it in that order consistently and constantly, like, I think that's helped a lot. And just like not trying to like make too big of a change or too little of a change when I'm trying to fix something. I like try to ease into it of like, okay, point your feet. That's what I focus on that. Like only focus on one thing at a time. Because if you think about too much, it can get a little overwhelming and you can start to get ahead of yourself. So I think that's like one of the main things that I focus on.
I was curious about your recruiting process. I was looking at some of your results from level 10, and I feel like prior to your junior year, you didn't compete a whole lot, it seems. COVID obviously was a factor, and then I don't know if you got like injured. There was some 2021 results, but it didn't seem like you like had a complete season. So what was that like for you in terms of recruiting? And then how did you end up at Kentucky?
Yeah, so recruiting was definitely difficult for me. I was kind of a late bloomer when it came to that stuff. I would say like I started peaking a little bit more my senior year and a little bit towards the end of junior year. So it's hard though, because when you're trying to get recruited, you want to be like at your peak at like junior year. I feel like that's when all the college coaches are looking at you. And so I kind of was a little bit past that. I was a little bit injured during 2021, a little bit. I struggled with a couple injuries here and there, nothing like terrible, but enough to like set me back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I didn't compete as much. And I honestly, I feel like I wasn't like amazing at gymnastics at that point. I was like, fine, but you know, like I have such high standards for myself and I wasn't where I wanted to be. But I think like me just keep pushing like throughout those seasons, I feel like I've gotten to the place like I kind of want to be at. There's obviously still more to fix and still more to improve on every day. But like, I think that was like the main thing. And then with recruiting, yeah, it was definitely a little bit difficult. I emailed Kentucky, but I emailed them with a bunch of other people. And it's hard because with it being such a big school, SEC school, like it's hard, I feel like, for them to see that email. So then I was kind of like, I guess it's not really an option because they email me back. Like, it's okay though. Like I still have other options. And so I tried to pursue some schools, you know, here and there. I had some calls, had some visits, and I still wasn't like loving everything about the visits I went on or the calls that I had, but I was like, oh, I like it. And you know, everybody, I feel like everybody says it's like you step on campus and like, it feels like home, like, you know it. And so I feel like any visit I went on, I was trying to force that feeling of like making it feel like home. I'm like, no, no, I can like totally see myself here. Even though there's some things that I didn't love. It came down to my like last visit in Kentucky, I kind of started talking to, But nothing was really there. So I went on my visit and I was like, I like it, but I don't feel like it's where I'm supposed to be. So I'm going to keep pursuing Kentucky because I feel like it's going pretty well. And so I ended up having some calls with Chad, and he ended up offering me and then offering me an official visit. So when I went on my visit, I knew I had that offer so I could go and relax. I didn't have to feel like I needed to like prove myself in any way. I just was me. I was myself and I had so much fun. Like I absolutely loved it. I could see myself like where we live in the dorms. Like I could see it all, like me being there. And then like when I met the team, like I loved everybody. Like it was amazing. I had a great experience with everyone. And yeah, I feel like that really like made it clear to me that like this is where I'm supposed to be. And like obviously like this is where I'm supposed to be. I love it here so much.
Well, it's like trust the process, right? You mentioned like feeling like you have to find your home. That's something that so many gymnasts say. But I feel like you can have home theoretically in a lot of places. Like there's you could visit so many schools and they have a lot in common potentially and so many aspects that you could like about it, but like I feel like you got to like stay the course like you did. And look at you ended up finding a place that you fit in perfect and you love and you're thriving. And we love
and
that
you've
for you.
Joined at the perfect time because Kentucky is like hotter than ever right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth Team in the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like putting everyone on notice here. So what do you think is the team's key to success in terms of like having so much success on the competition floor this season? I mean, you guys seem like you're confident and you're kind of just like owning your gymnastics. But what do you think it is from your perspective?
I think it's the way like we're such a team. Like we all get along with everybody. Like we are so close. Like we hang out at the gym, but we'll make a time to like all hang out outside of the gym, which I feel like is rare for like you to just get along with every single person and want to hang out with every single person. Also, the coaches are amazing. Like I couldn't ask for anybody better to guide me through this whole like process of competition. And so I feel like putting the team together and putting the coaches together really makes a huge deal with our success this year. I mean, everybody is in the gym working so hard. So that also is like a key to it, I guess. But like, I think at the end of the day, it's really just like how we are such a family and we all want what's best for everyone. So if that's like somebody taking my lineup spot or me taking somebody else's, like we are so supportive of one another. There's no like bad blood between anybody. Like we just want what's best for the team. And I think it really shows.
And so in terms of team goals, when you guys look back at the end of the year, what kinds of things do you hope to have accomplished? What are the team goals?
Definitely like top four nationals would be like a big one. 198 would be great too. We were really close to that a couple meets ago. And I feel like we could easily get that too. But yeah, I feel like that's like one of the main goals is go out there and have fun as well. Like, I think we're all just like cherishing the moments we have together before the seniors leave, which is so sad.
We don't even want to think about that.
Don't talk about that. Like it's so, I don't want to think about it either. It's senior night this weekend. So it's going to be a hard one, but I'm so excited. But yeah, I think that's really it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about for you individually? Obviously you're just a freshman, so you've got a long way to go in your career, but what are some things that you want to accomplish individually?
I would say I really want a 10 on floor. Like that's one of my main goals right now.
You're already really close.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I feel like there's always just one thing that I need to fix. Also beam. Like I feel like I've been gaining a lot more confidence and consistency with it in and outside of the gym. So I think I just want to keep improving on that. And then I hope that I can maybe make bar lineup at some point. I know it's kind of like we're in the middle of the season, so there's still a little bit of time, but I've been really pushing my bars. So I feel like that can maybe be a possibility towards the end of the season. That's my goals.
And now in terms of vol, I forgot. Were you training a 10 of start value in level 10?
Yes. Yeah, I was definitely training it. I competed at like nationals in JO. I competed for a handspring tuck half, and that was rescored to be like a 10 in JO, but like 995 in college.
Yeah.
We've kind of taken a little bit of a step back on vault right now because it wasn't clicking the way we wanted it to this season. So definitely a goal for next year is to compete vault, do all around. But this season we were kind of like, let's just focus on like the three events that I have.
And what was it like for you getting thrown into the beam lineup? Because I know at the start of the season, I think you were exhibitioning, but you weren't actually in the lineup on beam. And then I think it was when Cadence went out with an injury. I think that's when you stepped in. So how was that for you being kind of like thrown in?
I mean, we prepare in the gym to be ready for that. And I hate the circumstance of why I was put in. I'm really grateful to be in the Beam lineup though. I love Beam. I love training it. I love competing it. So that's been a lot of fun and really grateful for it. But yeah, so it definitely wasn't like anything that I was super, super worried about. We train so much for like any person, like if something happens, like you be put in and we're not worried. Like, I feel like that's the way we've been training. So I felt really, really prepared and really confident going into it. Obviously hate the reason why, but I feel really good about it.
Well, and I feel like you're getting better every week too. So seeing your confidence grow, it's been great.
Yeah. I love Beam. I've always really liked Beam. So it's been really exciting to be able to show it off.
We have some fun random questions that we like to wrap up with. So these are not necessarily gymnastics related, just however you interpret it. First one is, if you had a warning label, what would yours say?
We'll start dancing at any time. I think I won't be listening to music, or I will be, and I will just bust out a little woo.
I can see that. Honestly, like watching Kentucky meets on TV, I like can see you in the background. Like, you guys will be like warming up on floor, but when you're not tumbling and someone else says, you're like dancing to the music and just like having fun. And I'm like, always. She's the vibe.
I'm always dancing. Always.
What about your favorite song at the moment?
Oh, that's a hard one. Now my brain is going blank.
Of course. We put you on the spot.
I love Taylor Swift. Honestly, anything Taylor Swift. Also, I mean, one song that I've been loving to like dance to, what is Everybody by Nicki Minaj. Okay. That song is so good. Me and Cadence actually learned a hip hop routine to that. So, I mean, that's always like a go-to that I listen to for like hype music.
But when you say you learned it, like, did you guys come up with a choreography, or like, was it a class or something?
We looked on YouTube at, I think it was LSU meet, and we like stayed in the meeting room extra after our team meeting and like looked up on YouTube this dance and like started learning it. And that was a workout. That was actually crazy. But so now, and it played in the gym today actually too. And every time we just look at each other and start doing the dance. It's really fun.
I love that. I was reading on your bio, it said your major is music. Like, what, as a career, what does that look like?
Okay, so actually with my major, it's kind of like up in the air right now. I chose pre-music performance because I love singing, and I feel like that's definitely something I maybe want to do in the future. But I get a call from my advisor and he was like, hey, we never got your audition. And I was like, oh, like, so I didn't know we had to audition for this. And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, we can just switch you to like undecided exploratory and fine arts. I was like, yeah, that works. So right now it's kind of up in the air. I've always, my dream job has always been acting. So hopefully in the future I can maybe do that too, but I didn't really want to choose like a theater major because I don't feel like in the end, if that doesn't work out, I don't feel like I can do much with that. So I might switch to like some sort of like communications or something to do with music, but maybe not like pre-music performance.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just noticed that. I'm like, I have to ask because you don't see that very often for a major.
No, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely more on the creative side. So anything to do with music or anything like that's my stuff. I'm not a huge like science math girly at all.
Same, relatable. What about your proudest accomplishment so far?
Honestly, being here, like, you know, you work so hard throughout like your whole JO career and you obviously don't know where you're going to end up. And like, I ended up at a like top 10 SEC school. Like, that is, I'm just so grateful for that. And like, I couldn't do it without like any of the people that helped me. So I think that's probably like my biggest accomplishment. And there's obviously like some small accomplishments here and there that I like am so thankful for as well. But I think my biggest one is just like having the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, I love that. What about the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up?
When I wake up, I snooze like two alarms. I always have my alarms 5 minutes apart. I probably set like 10 alarms. And then I get like my Leo out of my closet. We practice in the morning, so I normally like have that all laid out. I'll grab it in the morning and then just brush my teeth. I always eat this like little granola bite, which is because it's just easy in the mornings. I don't love eating like a big thing for breakfast. And then we all just walk out of the dorm and either go to lift or we'll go to practice.
What time do you practice?
We practice at 8 a.m.
Okay. Wow. That's really early.
When I was in JO, we practiced at 7:30 a.m. So I get a little bit extra sleep.
But so you're used to waking up early.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Yeah, most college teams, I feel like they practice like in the afternoon. I think Kentucky is like one of the only ones that, maybe there's others, I'm just not aware of it, but I feel like Kentucky is one of the only ones that practices in the morning. Is it because like it's easier for you guys to have classes in like the evening or in the late afternoon?
Yeah, I think everybody kind of agreed that we like mornings a little bit better because once you're done with practice, you kind of have the rest of your day to like get homework done and classes done, which sometimes, at least for me, it's a little hard for me to like go from class to gym to homework. Like I like the idea of going to the gym, getting what I need done, and then having the rest of the day for school and then just like social stuff. So I feel like, I mean, I personally prefer it. I think we all like it. It's definitely easier for us.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Any hidden talents or like special interests outside of gymnastics?
I mean, you said singing, so we got that.
I do like singing a lot. I don't know. Not really. I like to sing and then I like to dance. I feel like those are my two like main things. I will always like a song is on. I will always be dancing to it.
And that's something that like most people can't say. Like most people are not good dancers or singers. So the fact that you can do that on top of gymnastics, you are just a talented queen. What can I say?
Thank you.
Is there anything else that we didn't ask you that you want to say, that you want people to know about you or your team?
I mean, Team 50 is something special. So, I mean, watch out for the end of the season. Like, we're ready. We're excited.
We want to say thank you so much to Creslin for taking the time to come on our show. We had so much fun talking to you, and best of luck to you and your team this season. We cannot wait to see how far you guys go. Moving along to our question of the week, we had somebody ask, is TWU, which is Texas Women's University, D1? I've noticed almost all of their meets are quad meets with pretty big schools. Why is this? So to answer the first question, Texas Women's is D2, not D1. But you're right, they do compete against a lot of top-ranked schools pretty consistently.
In quad meets pretty consistently.
And I don't know that there's a specific reason for this other than what I would assume to be just the location. Because it's in Texas and it's in the South, a lot of big teams, quote-unquote big teams, tend to be in the South because of the SEC conference. So I think it's just kind of a easy non-conference opponent that counts as a road score.
Without having to go super far.
Yeah, a lot of these schools can get there with a short bus trip or a short plane ride. So that's why you see a lot of SEC schools or like Oklahoma, for example, always going to Texas Women's and not so much like UCLA and Cal and Michigan. It's pretty much just those schools that are down South.
But we don't know that that's actually the reason. That's just our theory. I'm sure if you talk to the head coach of Texas Women's, they would probably have some logical reasoning of why that is, but that would be my best guess.
I think location makes sense. And then I also think that it's almost good for like the Texas Women's fan base to have so many good teams come and compete there. Like they have a really small arena that they compete in, but it's always packed because they get some really good opponents on their schedule. So I would imagine that like it brings a lot of people to their school. It brings a lot of eyes to the program to have these teams competing there.
Yeah.
So that's another theory potentially as well. I also think for some of these bigger schools, another theory is Texas Women's tends to score really, really well. So
it always ends up being like one of the highest road scores for a lot of these teams that go there.
If you're on the brink of getting a 10 and you have yet to get a 10 in your career, talk to your head coach about booking a meet at Texas Women's.
It worked for Audrey Davis.
And it worked for Mackenzie Wolford back in the day as well.
Oh my God, I forgot about
that. She got a 10 on bars. Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I just feel Oklahoma in particular. I feel like we see so many 10s we have over the years from Oklahoma gymnast at Texas Women's. Florida has been there in the past. LSU. Arkansas.
Bama.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every SEC school. Clemson was there.
MSU was going there next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm manifesting a Skyla Schulte 10.
So yeah, I don't know. There's not really any like reason, I guess, that's known to us. But those are some theories that I think make a lot of sense. I think location-wise, it's easy for a lot of the SEC schools to get to have a road score. Because every school has to have some non-conference meets, usually at the beginning of the season and at the very end.
Mm-hmm. But so like you said, sense. It's a quick trip and it doesn't require like a whole bunch of travel and and, you know, connecting flights and all of that.
Right. And you're likely to get a good score. And I think Texas women's really enjoys having these teams come out. So that would be my theory.
I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yes.
So we mentioned last week having some potential changes coming to the podcast, and we have some updates for you all. So going forward, we are going to primarily be focusing on college gymnastics and interviews in our coverage. That doesn't mean that we won't ever talk about elite ever again, but it's just not something that we plan to cover in great depth going forward, if that makes sense. So we'll still be doing interviews with both college and elite athletes, because that's what we really enjoy doing, and we'll still be covering NCAA gymnastics as well, and then maybe elites sporadically. So up until this point, we've been putting out episodes every Monday pretty consistently for 4 years, which I'm actually really impressed with, considering that, like, we're not the most, like, consistent people. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we do struggle with consistency on a lot of things, but this podcast, we've been extremely consistent on. So, and there's, like, been shout out.
There's been various points where we've discussed changing the schedule, and, like, one point in time we were supposed to do bi-weekly, and then that never ended up happening for whatever reason.
We literally never did it. But this time we're serious. Like, we are actually going to have to make some changes. So we won't have episodes every Monday. Our schedule is just going to be a lot more flexible. I don't even know if I can give you what the schedule is going to be, because I think it's going to be just whenever we can get something up. So at this point in time, that type of kind of chaotic schedule, I think, is just what's going to work best for us. You guys know that this has been kind of a side hobby for me and Ashley. We have full-time jobs, and I have grad school and just other things in our lives going on that sometimes take priority over this podcast. And sometimes that's hard for us to balance.
Well, I think it should take priority, and it hasn't, is kind of what we're getting at.
Yeah, maybe. So with that being said, we're still going to be around. We're not going anywhere, but the schedule is just going to be a tad different going forward, and a little bit less elite type coverage, and more of an NCAA / interview focus. So make sure that you are subscribed on whatever platform you get your podcasts on, so you don't miss an episode. Also, you can follow us on social media. We're on X, Instagram, and Facebook at All Things Gym Pod. Anytime we post an episode, we promote it there, so you won't miss it. And then we sometimes post other stuff as well, especially on X. We're also on Threads, by the way. I feel like I'm not as good about posting on Threads, but
yeah, I forgot it existed, to be honest.
I've been the one keeping up with that. But anyways, sometimes we post... I feel like we post more on X than we do every other account in terms of, like, bonus type content. So.
Yeah, we're more active there.
So make sure you go give us a follow. Next week, we're hoping to have an interview, but we're not 100% sure if we're going to have that ready for next week's episode just yet. So in the case that that doesn't happen, then we plan to have conference championships predictions for you all. So either way, we should have an episode out next week on Monday. So look forward to that. And we will talk to you all real soon. Bye.
Bye.